This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Last game was 28-3 after the first quarter. People clearing out after halftime. Statistically, UNC has gone from a perennial bowl contender to statistically one of the worst teams in college football right now. And people in this building are upset. Fans are upset. The people that brought you here stuck their necks out to bring you here. I mean, can you acknowledge, you're telling me that you believe this process is working?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a learning curve. We're all in it together. But we're making a lot of progress. And the process will eventually produce the results that we want to produce like they have everywhere else I've been. So I'm very confident in that. Players are working hard. They're getting better. And we're going to continue to do that and improve.
Still one of the best questions I've ever heard asked to Bill Belichick in my life. Pat Welter, I think his name is, from WRIL.
All right.
Bill, you're telling me this is all working out? That's what you're telling me?
Everywhere I've been, it's worked out pretty
everywhere
good.
Everywhere I've been.
Everywhere.
It's worked out.
Kicked ass in Cleveland.
Cleveland, the beginning and end in New England without Brady in the middle. I mean, that was great.
Yeah.
UNC's off to a hot start.
Uh-huh. Those six rings taste, though.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like TV went all that well for him either.
Now that
we're hearing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, which to me, the question about how Pablo Torre got this footage is spectacular. And the answer, I think, I don't know, but I would think the answer is because people hated working with Jordan for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're working with Bill, you're working with Jordan. And so, okay, Bill's on the hot seat at Cal and it sounds like he's staying. You know what? F him. This is what's going on with him and Jordan.
Yeah.
Let's leak this footage to Pablo Torre. And
well, how does any of that stuff get out? I mean, like the Bill O'Reilly stuff, the Rush Limbaugh stuff or whatever, like all the hot mics that have been Tom Brenneman, like all those ones that come out, right? I mean, some are more offensive than others, but I'm just saying like a producer easily could have been like, I'll delete that or I won't, you know, if somebody asks, I won't give that. But you're like, oh, that guy was an a-hole to work for.
So
then like, fine.
This is the thing. I don't pretend any of this footage from Pablo Torre today is revelatory. It's funny.
I think it's more like confirming because everything has been already said. Like she's running everything and people are like, well, what does that even really mean? It's like, well, here's a specific example of her trying to interfere in the coach show.
And even the way they tried to, spin the CBS News interview. It's like, oh, well, she was just sitting there minding her own business. And next thing you know, like they were just like filming her and that's really, that's out of bounds and it wasn't agreed to and shame on them. And it's like, well, no, she's inserting herself into everything. So it's confirming.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting.
I said it was interesting.
But I wouldn't consider it revelatory because I think we probably already assumed a lot of this was going on. But anyway, this is not offensive. You just said it, Keith. This isn't a slur. This isn't even cursing hardly. I mean, there's a couple of curse words in here, but it's nothing offensive. It's just they're such a-holes. Like, this is them on...
Where the curses are edited in the podcast.
Yes.
Okay,
good. Yes,
I didn't listen to it. I just cut it.
Well, yes, I believe so.
We're about to find out.
We are about to find out. I'm
99.9%
sure, but if we're wrong, put that one on me, Nick. They're such a-holes. They're on mic talking about their coworkers and producers, which you know who's on the other side of the mic, Keith, listening. the producers and the people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They can overhear everything. And here's how their conversation goes and what I guess they assume is a private moment.
You're mic'd up for a show.
Well, they're mic'd up with cameras in their face on a television set at NFL Films. Here we go.
Oh, that looks great.
So gross.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go.
ASMR.
Should have Tony Pope said.
No kidding.
Thank you for helping solve this. Mm-hmm.
You should send him one of those texts, like even when I'm working, even when I'm with somebody else, I'm thinking of you. I was thinking of you the whole time.
Okay, time out. Just real quick. I'm sorry to jump in. So she's telling him what to text other people.
Correct.
He goes, he doesn't really respond, and she circles back.
Yeah, she's like, write that in. write that to him.
I don't think you heard me, Bill.
No, write that in. You're not writing that in.
I told you to write this.
I can take it from here. I'll fill in the rest.
I said text it.
Yeah.
She like doubled down on it. I don't even know who she wants to text. I understand the reference. But okay, so she's telling Bill
what
to text.
Is it a leap to think she might have him change his will? Can we go that far? Is it a leap to suggest that?
No, in fact, no. I would assume.
Probably already done.
Steve, Brian, Amanda are probably pretty worried about that.
I would say.
I think they have been worried about that. Okay, let's keep going, though. I'm sorry.
You want to sound like we should get Tony in here. You're
very much. He would make this place better than what it is, I'll tell you that.
On like a really serious note, on some of the things that we want to have mounted and whatnot. I mean, there's some things that fall through the cracks, but for the most part, everything is actually really well done. You don't have to give Tony every single little detail for him to figure it out.
That's right.
I don't know how I have four full-time graphics people.
Thank you. That's not really Joe's thing.
Joe doesn't really do
that. I'm just talking about some of the Joe's thing. Like, could we teach him to do it? Yeah, but then he becomes a graphics guy and stuff. We need somebody who did that for us.
Yeah,
and we have to figure out who's available to do
Joe
that.
Joe stinks.
You know,
who knows how to arrange the stats? Because I have a graphics person who helped me with the website.
We need a foot.
Who helped you with the website?
I think they're using all of Underdog people.
Who helped you with this website?
We had help with the website.
Aside from what they do on all the other shows, which honestly, frankly, really isn't that good.
Nonstop.
The same thing that we did, like, the final thing for the coach logo that we ended up with was like white letters on a black background. I was like, we're not doing that. Like, make it leather, like make it something.
Leather? So she's leather. Like, that, so a minute ago, she
you're
told
with,
everybody,
you're
I
with me leather. That was a Berman reference.
It was a Berman reference. Also a hot mic.
Yeah.
So she said earlier to the group of people, like, I made Bill's website in 3 minutes. Now when she's whispering to Bill, she's like, I have a graphics guy.
And I had someone help me with the website.
I'm like, who helped you? With this website, I think I know who it was. It's like a little paperclip that shows up on the screen on Microsoft Word. That's who helped you with this thing. It is a disaster. That whoever helped you with this website does not want to be associated with it.
Brian, can you put on Twitch? Let's put the website back up there again.
The website's
incredible. She has mentioned the website so many times. It's worth putting back up there. Again, Bill's name is not spelled properly on
it.
In the tab.
She's trying to get people who work for NFL Films and do the graphics department out of there. She's like, why are there four people? Do this job.
It's like, why are you paying him?
I'll do it for $2,000.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe $2,000.
He's like, okay, here you go. He just keeps handing her money out of his pocket.
Unreal.
Yeah, that is that's tough. That's a tough scene. I can't imagine anybody is going to hear all that. Be like, yeah, we this is who we want to work
with. He's fine. He's in control. And let's
request has been made.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh,
all right. We have to wait 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
Well, they're in Cal tonight, so that's fine. Yeah. I don't expect an answer immediately.
So between Wednesday and Friday of next week, we have
we'll update it next week.
We'll hear something hopefully from Bill's
people. Just ask if he wanted to come on for an interview.
Okay.
Just talk about...
We'll talk about the website if she wants.
I would love to talk about
the
website.
I would love to get to the bottom of the website, quite frankly.
Like, was it spelling Bill Belichick's name the most difficult part, or where did you... What was the challenge?
How did you decide the order of gifts that you were going to post?
Why are there a random Portnoy, Edelman, Tom Brady, and Buccaneers uniforms?
Colt McCoy.
Also, as a Redskin, I'm sorry.
You don't own any of these images, either.
I wouldn't
like
think.
If somebody really was interested, they could be like,
do you think
right.
It's just like a link to the Giphy page for Patriots?
Well, it literally says continue to Giphy, so I think it probably is. All she did to build Bill's website was just link it to
embed
Giphy.
Embed Giphy.
And she is lecturing people about.
She's like, there are four graphic people. She's like, I know a graphic person.
I could do this. I
Who
could
is
do
her
this
graphics
so easily.
Person?
I would love to know. I'd love to talk to that person.
That guy probably just fooled her. He probably got $2,000 to do this. And she's like, okay, great.
Okay.
It makes no sense.
All I know is Pablo Torre, keep it up. This is great. And whoever, anybody who wants to feed Pablo Torre more info, whether it's ring cam footage, whether it is people who work with him behind the scenes
TV. I don't think Pablo Torre's done.
Keep feeding that guy. Keep feeding him, you know, Zeke Elliott style with the cereal bowl. Like, keep feeding him.
We thought the bigger story going into today was just going to be the whole Mike Lombardi thing and he was in Saudi Arabia, because that came out at the end of the show yesterday. And I'm like, all right, that's an update to the North Carolina stuff. And then it's like, oh, no, here's this.
No, blood money for their NIL. We thought was going to be a big story. No. Turns out.
We got to convince the Saudis to give us $2 million for Gio Lopez, who's the worst quarterback in college.
Maybe the Saudis could give him some money for a new website.
That'd be good.
Let's get some Saudi
filter
money.
Filter back into the website.
Fix the website. Let's do that. 617-779-7937. We will get to the Patriots and Titans, I promise. Yeah. We'll get to Thursday Night Football last night. Steelers, frauds. So we can do that coming up. Plus, we have a Friday 4-pack. Week in review. We have
keys
to Pats and Titans at 1 o'clock. Mike and Wenu on the show. Survivor pool. Bozo touchdown parlay. All that good stuff. But it is, Keith, a top five Friday.
Yeah, we got a good one today.
And with the Boston Celtics media game, the Celtics coaches beatdown that they put on the Celtics media members.
Yeah, it didn't go great.
We thought it would be a good day to come up with the top five athletes in the Boston media.
That's right.
So let's rank them on a top five Friday with all your thoughts next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We will rank the top 5 athletes in the Boston media coming up.
Ooh.
In just a moment.
What a list.
It's quite a list.
Yeah.
Real quick, I got quite excited at a text we got, Keefe. Guys, what is Bill's website? I went to one and it's just blank. I'm like, oh my God, did she take it down?
No, it's still there.
Did she get so embarrassed by spelling Bill's name wrong and just the endless stream of gifts that she took it down? No, it's still there. It's Bill Belichick.
Well, eventually. They're in California right now, so it's only 7:30. They might not know that everybody's talking about their website and her appearance on Coach. So maybe we're not there yet. But yeah, no, it's still there. It's just BillBelichick.com, and you can... If you want to look for GIFs, you're like, I haven't seen GIFs of Bill in a while. You can go to BillBelichick.com.
I mean, you could go to Giphy.
You could
just go to, like, Twitter and search for a GIF or just search it on the internet.
Bing,
or but if you want them all in one place, which you can find a lot of other places, go to BillBelichick.com.
And they're right there on the front page. Just keep scrolling. You scroll for days. Now it turns into GIFs of Julian Edelman and Tom Brady, but whatever. You get the theme.
Let me ask Nick. Nick, you've seen both of our top five lists?
I have.
Does the order matter? Or does it not matter?
I don't know if it matters.
You don't think it matters?
Okay.
All right. Do you want to go first or second, Keith?
I'll go first.
You'll take it first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right. I like to give you the option. Yeah.
All right. Athletes in Boston media. Number five for me is Lou Maloney.
Oh, nice.
WEEI and Nesson, former ball player, hit a home run off of Randy Johnson. Had this list been 10 years earlier, maybe he's a little bit higher on the list, but I think he's still one of the five best athletes in Boston media.
Number four.
Jones, if you don't support yourself, no one will support you. I'm going with me at number four.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to do it. Now, this may also speak to the crop.
Give us the accolades.
Okay. three high school or three varsity sports in high school.
Yep.
Sick
yep.
brag, bro.
Starter for the baseball team 3 years. Two-time all-conference football player. Two-time all-conference basketball player.
Yep. I've actually never heard these accolades.
Yeah,
actually pretty impressive.
Bad
Who's
college
above you in the list.
Bad college football player.
Who's above Keith in this list?
Yeah, I mean seriously.
Where do you see it? Okay. Where do you see this list?
All right, good.
Yeah, I mean I could go on for days.
Coming in at number third,
Ted Johnson.
Oh, Ted.
Ted Johnson. Nice. Great linebacker in his day. Also a lot faster than you would think, and still in tremendous shape.
You got his 40 time?
I do. He ran. So he was a second round pick. His 40 time. Do you want to guess what it was?
Well, I'm afraid he might beat me up if I guess. His 40 time, let's go 4.6.
4.84.
Okay.
But he's a hoss.
You hear that, Ted?
Hoss of the week.
4.84. I said
4.6. Vertical jump over 31 inches nice. For a big fella, big old school middle linebacker.
Maybe Ted should be called the cheetah.
He could be. That'd be a good race. Jones versus Ted?
I think I got him.
I don't know. Ted's still in shape. That's why he's number three. That's why he's ahead of me. Okay. I'm no longer in
I haven't
shape.
Heard the top two yet.
All right, he's number three. Yeah.
Number two.
Jermaine Wiggins. This was controversial. Jermaine or Ted, I sided with the offensive player and a guy who was a two-time Pro Bowl snub. He was a two-time Pro Bowl snub. Should have been on there. I think Algie Crumpler got him 1 year, and maybe he was a Bubba Franks. Might have cost him a spot on there.
Just fact checking.
Wiggy should have been a Pro Bowler twice in Minnesota. Yeah. Look at the numbers.
Yeah, no, I'm just
clear as day.
I'm just fact checking something. I thought maybe Ted did make a Pro Bowl. I was going to say you're taking a Pro Bowler over or a Pro Bowl snub over a Pro Bowler. No, Ted did not make a Pro Bowl.
No, he didn't.
Okay,
I was wrong. Both great players, both Super Bowl champions.
Number one.
Nope, not yet. Hold on. I have one more thing to say about Wiggy, which is wildly impressive. He can play basketball and hockey.
Yep.
That is something that does not cross over.
Nope.
Like, there are kids who are really good at hockey, can't shoot a basketball. There are guys that are good at basketball, can't skate. That's usually, like, how
it
goes.
Yeah, because it's winter sports. You're one or the other.
Pick one or the other.
Yeah.
He was able to somehow do both and be an all-city catcher, which he references often on the show.
Usually to, like, Craig Breslin.
Yeah, he's brought that up a lot.
Usually right to the chief baseball officer of the Red Sox.
So, Wiggy was basically like A.C. Slater. He was, like, a five-sport athlete somehow. And so, that's why Wiggy's number two.
Yeah.
Number
one, Kayla Burton is a D1 basketball player who is still closer to her prime than everybody else on this list.
Mm.
So that's why it's a combination of past accolades plus present athletic ability. That's how I made my list. So I have Kayla from NBC Sports Boston, number one.
Okay, let's count it down. Lou Maloney, number five.
Yep.
At number four, Rich Keefe.
That's right.
Number three, Ted Johnson.
Yep.
Number two, Jermaine Wiggins. And number one, Kayla Burton,
yep.
who was in that Celtics media game.
Yeah, wasn't able to. I don't know how that went.
It wasn't the best. You let us know if we're missing anybody. Yeah. Please text those in, 617-779-7937 at Jones and Keefe. All right, let's count mine down.
Number
five.
What'd you say, Keefe, when you put yourself on the list?
If you don't believe in yourself, nobody will believe in you.
Coming in at number five, that would be Jones.
The cheetah!
Now, look, I'm pretty fast. I can't in good conscience put myself any higher on this list.
What are your accolades? How many varsity sports in high school?
Ooh, how many? Two?
Two? Okay, let's...
Track for a couple of years? Basketball?
Track?
Yeah, that's a varsity sport.
Sprint speed?
At least you didn't have to run and read.
What did you run?
Distance runner.
Distance runner?
Yeah.
This is tough on athletes.
Yeah, the hallway ate them up.
Eight in the 15. I tried to run the four.
This is athletes.
Yeah.
Not endurance runners.
Basketball captain?
Basketball captain. Ooh! Same.
Somehow from the bench. I didn't do a
six-man captain?
Good vibes. I was a vibes guy.
Vibes guy. That's important.
I think the one award I got, I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was the equivalent of like the try-hard award.
Oh,
but I
no.
got that.
Teammate of the year.
But most improved?
I can in good conscience. No, it definitely wasn't even most improved. It was just like...
a step below
it was literally like, we like you.
The Lady Bing?
You tried hard for 4 years.
All right.
But I can in good conscience put myself any higher. I couldn't even run up and down the hallway without being out
that's
of breath.
That's true. But you so you're five?
I'm
number five.
Okay. All right, next.
Number
four.
Terp. Now, look,
Terp? He also played in that media game.
I saw the media game, but he was in that media game. He was giving the coaches hell out there. He's a 3-and-D specialist.
Yeah.
Self-acclaimed.
Yep.
Proclaimed.
I know a guy who coached him in high school.
How do
you like that for small world? Football. Wow. He coached Terp in high school football.
How about that?
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Sick brag, bro.
I know a guy who played against friends of his from high school, and they started talking smack about his girlfriend. And he said, not today, boys. Not on my watch.
That wasn't him.
Okay, so Terp is number four. Okay.
Coming in at number third.
Now, I don't know a ton about this man's athletic profile, but I have heard him say he did play football. Nick, Now, Nick,
Nick
is
Pop number Warner three.
For 1 year. Pop Warner. Yeah, Pop Warner for 1 year. Do you hear the accolade?
1 year of Pop Warner.
Yeah, look at him. He's pretty tall.
He is pretty tall.
Strength to power is how I imagine it going with Nick.
Number three?
On the field and in the bedroom. So I have Nick at number three. Yeah, it's my list, Keith.
Okay, no, I understand. I was just clarifying for the listener.
All right, moving on up. Next one.
Number two.
Billy. Now, we've had Billy in our combine do exceptionally well.
He won the combine. It doesn't have to be our show.
Yeah.
He could go outside of
I
our show.
I understand the parameters.
Okay,
Keith.
I got it.
Billy's number two.
No, Billy was killing us in the combine.
He
last
won
year.
Our combine.
I know.
Well, so, but it would be hard for me in good conscience to not put this man number one.
Number
one.
Rich Keefe. I mean, you heard the accolades.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Keefe, you have yourself four.
Yeah.
I have you number one.
I'm nothing if not humble.
Top athletes. Top athletes in Boston media. Jones, yeah. Terp, Nick, Billy, Keith.
I thought about putting the cheetah on there. I ended up going with Lou, though. The home run off of Randy Johnson convinced me to go
that
with Lou.
That broke the tie.
You were a tough honorable mention.
You hadn't heard all of my high school accolades.
That's no, why. I hadn't. I didn't know about the long distance track.
You didn't know I ran the 800.
I did not know
in
that.
High school. You didn't know that.
See, we're learning stuff about each other
here
today.
That's pretty good. So that's the Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe. You can discuss how many varsity sports did Belichick play while we're at it. I don't think too many.
Lacrosse?
Yeah, it wasn't many. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls. And let's get to the Patriots. Any chance they possibly lose this game on Sunday? And where do they fit into the AFC now that those fraud Pittsburgh Steelers lost to Joe Flacco and the Bengals last night? We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.